Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Okay, so let's start with a one-score win. The Los Angeles Rams, Petweeny, keep command in the NFC West. 20-19, the final score. Sorry to our fantastic producer, Rachelle. The Baltimore Ravens falling yet again, now down to 8-8. I would have loved to have seen them won. Baltimore was in this game for a little while, kept it close. It felt like that maybe there was going to be some magic because the Rams are kind of playing lackluster, but there wasn't. Cooper Kupp. I mean, he's got everything. He's got all the records. He's got all the fancy schmancy stuff. The Rams trudge on, whatever. 12-4 now on the season. Again, in pole position in the NFC West, they are currently the number two seed in the NFC. Were you inspired by this Rams performance, or are you still concerned about Sean McVay's squad?
No, I think it's a little bit of both, right? Because all in all, Matt Stafford had a solid game. Ended up 26 of 35 for 309, the two touchdowns, and I thought the fourth down conversion was pretty impressive. I think it's interesting that Odell Beckham Jr. wasn't really kidding around or fooling when he kind of was saying he needed a change of scenery. I think a lot of times you see these players and they're disgruntled and then they go to the next team and they never really get to be back where they were. And Beckham has, surprisingly to me, been the opposite of that. I think what concerns me about Stafford is this pick six bug. It's making me really nervous for the Los Angeles Rams.
Very Matt Schaub-y 2013, yeah.
And their playoff chances because he has four pick sixes this season. And we, you know, talk about parity. And we made that joke kind of at the beginning of the show.
Not we. No. You. I don't want credit for you, Sean.
Yeah, maybe 80% me, 20% you kind of, you know, jumping in there. But if you throw a pick six in the playoffs, the margin is just so small when you get down to these final, what is now seven teams. And I believe the Rams will be playing, you know, on the opening weekend. So you are going to have to win three games. Do we really feel comfortable saying that Matt Stafford is not going to throw a pick six in any of these playoff games? How could you be? And I think that just scares me a little bit. Cooper Kupp has been fantastic. It's been a fantastic year. And one thing I like about him getting all these records is he accomplished them all in the 17, right, or I should say the 16 games. You don't have to worry about, oh, he has an extra game either. So very cool. Von Miller was quote unquote
the game-clinching sack. Yeah.
In this game, two sacks. And so I think you feel pretty good about the Rams. But again, there is that sliver of doubt with the pick six thing in my brain.
Yeah. There was a lot of victory laps taken on Twitter early on in this game when Stafford did not look great. And he didn't look great last week. Obviously, the Rams have been winning. And a lot of like, this is what the Rams gave up. And, they gave up Jared Goff, first round, blah, blah. And like, to be very clear, I think it's very apparent that the Rams did upgrade from Jared Goff. But I don't know that it was like, I mean, I don't know that it was worth it. I mean, again.
Well, the significance of it is more that Goff is bad than Stafford is this.
Right. Yeah. Like you, right? The more extreme, you're right, thing, or the more known quantity is that Jared Goff was not it, not necessarily that Matthew Stafford is it. And you know, he's costing them. I mean, these games are closer than they should be because of Matthew Stafford. I mean, something that was amazing, and the broadcast noted this, Cooper Kupp now, again, one of the most impressive seasons in NFL history from a statistical perspective, going to finish in the top five in total yards on the season. Again, we'll see what next week offers, and that will kind of cloud the record books, you know, because he did it in the 17th game. But Calvin Johnson holds the record for most receiving yards in a single season. Matthew Stafford has been their quarterback, both of them. And so, like, I don't know. He is like, people used to really bag on Blake Bortles as this, like, and I'm not saying that wasn't legitimate, but like, oh, he's just like a garbage time stats king. Like, I think Matthew Stafford's closer to that than a lot of people wanted to recognize when the Rams first traded for him at the beginning of the season.
He's above the Cousins line for me, but I think he's in that 10 to 15 range, which if you surround that person properly with skill position players like a Cooper Kupp, like an Odell Beckham Jr., you could win a championship, especially if the defense is there too. And the Rams certainly have all of that. It's just, it's going to come down to a situation in a postseason game where I think Stafford is going to have to not throw a pick six, maybe go down and score a touchdown. And I just think the trust factor, is it there? Do you feel comfortable enough right now in this particular situation that Matt Stafford could lead a team in a big spot? And I just find myself leaning more no than yes. And I think that that's the scariest proposition for the LA Rams fans.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.